My brother-in-law decided to ascend. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with instant illumination. My brother-in-law decided to ascend. He lived his 86 years, and he was born on November 11th, 1921, and he left on November 14th. He left on, November 14th he was born, and November 14th he ascended in 2007. We'll get the years right here soon. So, just figure it out, it's got to be 83 years. And just before he ascended, I had the privilege of babysitting him for a little bit now and then. Every time he'd ring his bell, one of us would go in and meet his need, would help him, would do whatever he needed to do. And I got called in there a number of times, and it was quite an honor to go in and see Bill. He had that sort of mischievous grin on his face, that mischievous smile of saying, "I know something you don't know." And I thought to myself, "I'm sure you do, Bill. I'm sure you do. You lived a good, fantastic life with lots of friends and lots of beautiful things happening in your world." Now, okay, what does it mean to ascend? What does it mean to take off to another level of consciousness? Now, people say, passed away. Well, passed away is okay. You passed over to another level of consciousness. Or died. That means you left your body behind here and you went on to another level of consciousness. Because, you see, whether we like it or not, and mostly we don't like it, but whether we like it or not, we cannot die. Our spirit, our mind, our soul, our essence is always living. And though we may put aside our 1910 Ford and buy a 1912 Chrysler, if they had Chrysler then, or whatever, or if we crash up our car and get a new one, whatever happens, you know, however we decide to ascend and put our car on the block, we do by choice, always by choice, by our thought, by our attitude, and by our frivolous attitude. And what we have been taught by our family, our world, our friends, our community, is to make light of tragedy, make light of unhappy circumstances. And I say that's a not wise thing to do. Because you don't make light of an unhappy circumstance, you know. Oh, he got all twisted up around that tree when his car got all, you know, blood and guts and stuff. And, you know, oh, it's a big deal, you know. But it is a big deal. The big deal is that his body did those things. He didn't. He was in an immortal capsule, his soul, his being, his spirit. He was in an immortal capsule. We should probably think of it more often like that. We might even title it one of our talks, sorry, "The Immortal Capsule." It cannot be touched. It cannot be touched by anything physical, anything mental, anything spiritual. It is untouchable. It is a universal, absolute concept that cannot be touched. And if we would start thinking of our real self in that nature, we would come into a whole different attitude, you know. And when we ascend, we take our immortal, universal capsule with us. It goes with us to whatever dimension we want to be on. Now, maybe we want to be on a parallel dimension. Maybe we want to be on the same dimension we were in. Maybe we want to jump in, jump out, you know, and take our capsule and pop into a newborn baby, you know. And that's possible. Anything's possible. Hey, who knows what we want to do? But play with it. Don't make a tragedy out of it. Whatever. Do you make a tragedy out of the fact that you squashed an ant when you walked on the sidewalk and didn't see him? No, you don't even know he did it. You don't even care. You know, if you have a big flat heel, you maybe get hit him. You know, but no. You see, we make a tragedy out of how we get rid of our vehicle, how we get rid of that car that we're driving around on this plane and that we're living in, and that's this plane. And that's a silly thing to do. No, a lot of people say, "I'm giving my science to body. I'm giving my body to science, you know. I'm going to let science have my body so they can study it and learn more about it." But Science will never learn anything about the body. It will never learn anything about the body. The body only tells science that what they don't know. Because they don't know what is the life principle, the universal activity going on within the cell, within the body, within every organ, action, function of that body. And what happens? Did you ever kill a frog or a chicken and have it run around after you chopped its head off?
No.
It happens. They do. And they have a saying, which I know is not true, but they have a saying that never get around a rattlesnake until after sunset, because it can bite you any time after it dies between then and sunset. But at sunset, it won't bite you anymore. But, yeah, these are all tales. Now, maybe there's some truth to it, but maybe not. But these are all idiomatic things that people say that really are not true. They're just whatever we... But they're true if you believe them.
Yeah.
And if you believe them, you'll have it happen to you. And it's amazing what can happen to us that just is not so. So, when we realize, when we ascend, we take our capsule, our living capsule, the life spirit form of our being, our reality, our allness, and of course, that's merely a statement, that's not a reality, because you could not put your allness into a little capsule, but it's a concept. And so, you take your life capsule with you and have a ball. Now, we have mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins, just like Uncle Bill, who moved on and left his body behind. But you know, they had a memorial service for him of sorts. It was really a graduation service. And I conducted the graduation. I was honored to do so. And in conducting it, all around the room at the funeral parlor, all around the rooms, there was about six rooms, big rooms. They had boards and easels with pictures of Bill and his love. And his wife was on most of them with him. And then, what was next on the picture?
Grandchildren.
Children. His children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren and his loves. Now, he was a mason, and he was a shipfitter. He was a Navy man. He was a plumbing and heating person, you know, and he worked in building houses and all that stuff. Now, if there were, out of 1,000 pictures there, 10 that represented his employment,
mm-hmm.
That was a lot. Most of the pictures were...
And children.
The family, his wife and the kids.
Yeah.
His wife and the kids, and especially the little ones. He just loved holding the little ones and watching over them as they were watering the garden and things together, you know. He just loved it. Now, do you think that those children are without him? Those children have his spirit in them as much as he has his spirit in him.
Mm-hmm.
And his love and his delight and his precious awareness of them. You know, fantastic. And people say, well, you know, he did this, he did that. Ah, you know. And we too, we have this principle to learn to live by. We have this ascension to learn to be aware of. Now, are we ascending every moment of our life?
Mm-hmm.
You bet. I counseled with a fellow today, and we talked about all sorts of things. And when we got done, he says, boy, I feel good. I feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's not what I wanted. I didn't want you to feel good and a lot better. I wanted you to have no feeling at all. Because you're untouched. You're untouched by the past, by the present, by the future. You're just living in the now. You're living in the now, and you're happy living in the now. And then when you leave here, when you leave wherever you are, and you go someplace, then you're happy there. And when you're with your family, you're happy with them. And when you're not with your family, then you're happy doing what you're doing, or should be doing it. Whatever it may be. See, this is true ascension. And when we learn that ascension, then we realize that we are ascending. What is it? 7-11 or 7? we're ascending every moment of the life. 7-24. Is that what it says? Yeah. 7-24. And we're ascending all the time. Every time we think a good thought, we are in a new thought, in a new ascension, in a new attitude. And every time Bill looked at those grandchildren of his, or his own children, or his wife, he was in an ascension. Because he was thinking of it at the moment, and whatever was in his heart at the moment. Maybe he was mischievous at the moment. Maybe he was happy. Maybe he was creative. Maybe he was unhappy. But whatever it was at the moment. And he didn't hold on to any unhappiness long, because his ascension is pure beauty, goodness, and happiness. And that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters. Now, what about you? Are you in charge of your ascension? Yes, you are. Are you in charge of your happiness? Yes, you are. Are you in charge of the experiences you have in life? You are. Well, what about the day you decide to leave your body behind? May I offer a suggestion? That's not the first time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's not the first time. So why make a big deal about it?
Mm-hmm.
You came and lived this beautiful life that we all understand is on earth here, and now you're going off to another beautiful life. And you had a beautiful life before that. Mm-hmm. And why should anything ever cease? Now, we hear the term perpetual motion. I believe perpetual motion is our life beingness. It is perpetual and always in motion and always doing beautiful things. Now, will we join our loved ones when we ourselves move on? Not necessarily. Or, if we wish. It doesn't matter, because the life is always there. But don't forget. Don't forget. Please, don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time you dump a car, you don't usually get an older one, unless you're Scott. You get a newer one. You get a newer one. Scott saw this 1929 Ford on his neighbor's front lawn out in the country where he lives, and he went over to the neighbor and said, I've been looking at that for years now. Can I buy that? I'd like to redo it. And the neighbor said, sure. I got another one in the backyard. You want that too? Scott says, yes, I'll take both of them. But he didn't want to take it and keep it in its old, rusty way. He wanted to bring it up to date. And what was the term they wanted to use for it? He wanted to not remodel it, but to he wanted to make it new.
To integrate it.
Yeah.
Tune it up.
Yeah, that too. But he wanted to
make it
he wanted to make it brand new.
No,
but
reveal it
or re something. He wanted
remodel.
To not remodel.
Restore.
He wanted to restore it. He wanted to restore it to its original purity and integrity. He wanted to restore it. And so that's what he's working on now. And he said it may take him a day or two.
Yeah. With the faster engine, of course.
No. He is a purist. He is going to restore it to its original purity and integrity. And now, you see, if he's going to be a you, then he would buy a new car, which has a faster engine in it, and which does all the things he wanted to do. Because he wanted the old for the beauty of its own self, and he wants the new for the beauty of it. He has two brand new cars, and they're real nice ones, station wagons, and real classy, you know. And but that's the point. You see, we leave behind all of these other things and go on into new adventures. And Sylvia, you leave your body behind. What adventure field would you go into? Would you go into antiques from this point of view, or would you go into super modern, or would you go into today? What would you go into? Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, good question. What do you want? Where is Scott's thinking? If Scott ever chose to pass on, he probably would go back to the 1929 and see what his car looked like at that time. And then as soon as he'd done seeing it, he would pass on and go on something else, you know, because he wasn't interested in anything more than that, no. You say, well, that might be a very short trip. That's true. Some people make very short trips, don't they? Stilbers and other things. Well, they didn't get a chance to see the 29 the Ford. But the point is, this is what we do. We ascend. We ascend into the purity of our consciousness. We ascend into the dreams that are in our heart. We ascend into the magic of what we believe life is. Do you think that God, as we might think of God, ever stops creating? Ever stops revealing new and wonderful things and new and magical things and to us, ourselves? Well, that's what we ascend into that revelation of all of the magic the world has to offer. And isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it exciting? And isn't it a lot better than the old tragedy? Oh dear, they're gone. Yeah, bless them. They wanted to go. They're ready. Nobody goes before they're ready. You can't kill anybody. They can kill themselves. They can commit suicide. But they don't commit suicide. They merely didn't get their act together the right way. They didn't realize that they were just going to walk out of it. But they had to let their family feel that their body was left behind and that they're not maybe out going around someplace like Papa with Alzheimer's, you know, walking around the streets. Nobody knows where he is. And you know, that's what we always do. And what do they do for the missing soldiers and for the missing in war, you know, field?
Missing in action.
Huh?
Missing in action.
MIA, yeah. Yeah, missing in action. The MIAs. They're unhappy until they find out where they were, where they ended up, where they were buried, and if you ever do, you know. And some of them get blown to pieces and there's no parts left to identify, you know. So whenever they're gone, they're gone. And release them to that next wonderful adventure. They made a complete change of consciousness. And that's lovely. People say, well, Herb, that's terrible. No. We should get off the tragedy and get on the happy note. And it's really wonderful. So, join me with your capsule, and we will tour the infinite and experience all the infinite has to offer. And that's an endless job, an endless experience, an endless joy. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.